This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Vayomer Hashem el Avram lech lecha. The Almighty addresses Avram and he says, go. Go to the land that I'll show you. Go to Eretz Yisrael. Who is Avram? We don't know anything about him. In the end of last week's parasha, Parshas Nayach, we have a list of about almost a dozen names. We have Shem and Arpachshad and Shelach and Eiver and Reu and Serug and Nochar and Terach. And Terach has three kids. Terach has Avram, Nachar, Haran. And we don't know anything about any of these people. No information is given. So why is Hashem speaking to Avram? And there are a lot of nice things we could say about him. You know, in Parshas Nayach, before the Torah says that Hashem speaks to Nayach, we have a whole biography of Nayach. V'Nayach matzachin be'inei Hashem. The last pasuk of Bereishis. Nayach finds favor in the eyes of Hashem. First pasuk in Nayach. Nayach is tzaddik. We say he's righteous. Tamim haya, he was wholesome. Hasolekim is halach Nayach. So we have Nayach's whole resume. So we understand why God speaks to him. But Avram, not a word is said about who Avram is. And we have a lot to say about him. The Ramban is bothered. It doesn't even say that Avram was willing to be thrown into the fire for God. Nothing is said about the story of the episode at Or Kasdim. We could have said Avram was the greatest Baal Chesed, the most charitable person who ever lived. We could have said he was Makarv Rechaikim. He brought many people under the wings of the Shechina. Not one word about Avram. There's nothing that the Torah records that Avram distinguished himself more than any other name mentioned. There's something conspicuously absent here. And the Maral of Prague writes immortal words. The Maral in his commentary to Perkei Avos, Perkei Mishnah Yates, commenting on the Mishnah, that any love that's dependent on something, Parakei Mishnah Yotes, batal davar batal ahava. When that something is no longer extant, then the love will stop. If somebody loves somebody because of, when that entity no longer exists, the love will no longer exist. But the Mishnah says, she'ena tzliya b'davar, if the love is not dependent on something, eina b'tela l'olam, it will never be nullified. Says the Maharal, why is the Mishnah in Avos teaching me about different kinds of love? Says the Maharal, the question we began with is literally the hope and faith and trust of the Jewish people in the exile. He says, Ba lehoidia, this is coming to teach, tikvas ubitachain Yisrael begalos, the hope and the trust of the Jewish people in the exile. She'i efsher she'tia ha'ava b'teila la'olam, that the love Hashem has for us will never be nullified. Says the Maral, when God speaks to Avraham, He is selecting Avraham and his descendants for all time. He's selecting the Jewish people for all time. If the Torah would say that God spoke to Avraham and selected Avraham because Avraham was charitable, because he was kindly, because he brought people close to the Shekhinah, then you would think, why does God love Avraham and thereby the Jewish people? Because of all of these qualities. Because of A, because of B, because of C. Therefore the Torah purposely, intentionally omitted any accolade, any good qualities about Avraham, so that we recognize that the reason why Hashem loves Avraham and loves us is not because of, but it's intrinsic, it's immutable, and therefore it's eternal. If the Torah would say Hashem loved Avraham and spoke to Avraham because of any of Avraham's good qualities, then we may say, well, what about in the 21st century when the Jewish people do not have all of these good qualities, when we don't necessarily live up to the example of Avraham? Has God's love for us diminished? Therefore, the Torah specifically says, Vayoyimer Hashem al Avram. God said to Avram, who is he? Why does he deserve God to speak to him? What are his qualities? The answer is, we're not saying anything. God spoke to him because there is some intrinsic, immutable quality of Avram and the Jewish people that we are the children of Hashem, and that is not dependent on anything. It is not because of any quality we have. It's just intrinsic that Hashem loves us, and therefore the love Hashem has for the Jewish people is eternal. It will never be nullified. It will never be mitigated. It will never be diminished. And this, says the Maharal, is the hope and the trust of the Jewish people in the Golos, that we know that Hashem's love for us will never waver, will never falter. As the Navi Yeshaya says, Ki aharim yamushu, the mountains may move, v'hagvois timutena, the valleys may falter, but v'chazdi me'itech layomosh nam Hashem, God's love for us will never diminish in any way. Wishing everyone Shavua Tov, a wonderful week.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.